Yo, 皆さん、Manga Sensei Podcast で聞いてくれたこと本当にありがとうございます。Hey, everybody! Welcome to the Manga Sensei Podcast. My name is John Sensei, and I'm here to break down the world's most fantastic language for you every single day of the year. If it's a leap year, we get an extra day. The whole thing, we're always going to teach you some Japanese every single day, starting simple, and then we're working our way up every single week. And this week, we're talking about things like because and giving reason to things.And so before I get started, though, I want to thank Cold House Studios for letting me record here. They are a fantastic group of people that do recording studios and that do recording and producing in Provo, Utah, and they're a hoot to work with. They're a lot of fun. The main guy here, DK, is a good friend of mine. We lived together in Japan for a little while. He's half Japanese, Okinawan, actually. He speaks kind of funny, but we won't hold that against him. But let's jump into today's use of...a reason. Today we're talking about kara, and kara is probably the most used version of because in English. However, there are a couple of different meanings, and it can be connected to a lot of different things. So we're going to spend a little bit of time on kara, probably 3 episodes, and then we're going to break off and talk about some other ways, and then we're going to come back to kara as we get a little bit more difficult. But today we're going to talk about the most basic form of kara.The most basic form of kara. And that is when we use it as to identify as a particle, actually, a starting point, whether that's for time or for location, we can use kara. It is a starting point wherever you want. So let me give you some example sentences, and this episode is going to be really short because it's very, very simple. It could be used to mean from.Or from this location, or from this time. So, let's give the first example sentence, okay? 今日の午前8時から仕事があります。今日の午前8時から仕事があります。So, from today at 8 a.m., I have my job. 8時、午前の8時から。So, from that time, from that point in time, we're starting from the 8時。Okay, let's do another one, okay?
僕のうちから仕事までは10分ぐらい離られています。
So, the distance between my house and my work,
うちから家から仕事までに、仕事まで
is 10分ぐらいかかります。離れています。Separated by that much time. You can use this for...many different ways. So if I wanted to say,
今から日本語を勉強します。
From now, I will be studying Japanese. Or,
去年の7月からでしたっけ。漢字を勉強は始めました。
So last year at maybe June, I started studying kanji. And you can go with any way using that. I usually put kara,Whatever's going before kara is what you're modifying. And you put kara after it from that point, and then you can go on just like that. And we will sign off for the day, and we will check this out tomorrow. And until then, remember to make some mistakes. じゃあね。バイバイ。